My lord, is there something else that I can do for you tonight? Well, then would you like me to bring you some more miscellaneous items to throw around the room? Please, sire, you must get some rest. I understand you're frustrated. Yes, I understand that you're frustrated again. I know. We all know. All the servants have been made dreadfully and painfully aware that you're upset about the same thing for the fourth time in a row. Oh, but sire, you cannot blame yourself. No, of course I'm not speaking ill of the queen. I'm just saying that the true will and ambition of God is not the business of anyone on earth, not even the king himself. We do not know the reason why our queen continues to bear daughters and not sons, but we must be patient so that the guiding light of God may be revealed to us and illuminate our path. Only then will we know God's true plan. Oh, no, my king, there is nothing that you could have done in your past or in your youth that angered God. No misstep or trespass that he would never forgive and is now preventing you and the queen from producing a male heir as punishment. Oh, that is ridiculous. The one thing we do know about God is that revenge and hate are not in his nature. Permission to speak freely, sire? I have made my own unholy mistakes as well, and much more recently. Well, a fortnight ago, my foolish younger sister went with her friends in search of some woman. Rumors have spread that this woman is a witch and a seer, banned from her own kingdom and now living in the woods. Of course, I wanted no part in it, but I had to protect my sister, you understand. When I came upon the cave where she dwells, she said she refused to give a band of idiotic young girls so much as a glimpse into their futures. Thank God. I thanked her for her kindness and tried my best to hurry away before she had the chance to change her mind and curse us. Just as I turned to leave, she said something to me that might be of interest to you. She said, "Your destiny has just begun. It's deep inside, so you cannot run. Your fate to unite flesh and spirit as one. From this day on, you will bear only sons." Sire, I don't think she cursed me as I thought she would. I think she has blessed me with a gift, or could tell that I had already been blessed by God somehow. I don't know. I don't know if it's safe to believe it, but I don't even know if associating with the occult would anger God the way that I did, but I want secretly so badly to believe it because, well, I want so badly for you to have a male heir so you can stop all of this worrying and this anger and finally get some rest knowing that your line is secure. I understand, sire, of course. Have I not been a faithful servant these past years? Have I not proven my love for my king and my country? You know I would never do anything to harm your relationship with the queen. I have no interest in romance. I have no interest in treason. I don't have my eye on the throne or an affair with you. But this has to stop. What I'm saying is, what if I carried your child for you instead? Now, before you answer, my lord, I'm well aware that this is a bold question for a servant to ask, and that it's bold of me to assume that you care more for having a son than you do for the feelings of the queen. But perhaps she will even listen to the idea. In a year or so after I give birth, she can take all the credit for giving you a son. I want nothing to do with it. I only want to help. I only want to secure your line and strengthen this land. I only want to bear a child for my king. Please, my lord, please give it some thought. Discuss it with the queen, even. Maybe she... Oh, you're not the kind of king who lets her majesty weigh in on such important decisions. That is the closest thing to a joke that I have heard escape your lips in quite some time. Then what do you, and you alone, think of my plan? Do you think that woman, that seer, could cause or predict something like this? I agree. I'm curious too. My lord, this is the most vulnerable I've ever seen you. To sit with a servant like this, face to face, and speak on the same level with her. You show such strength, such character. Having a son must be the most important thing in the world to you. You've seemed to put royalty aside to discuss this with me. I can see it in your eyes how important this is. The feeling of knowing that everything you've accomplished, your values, your reign as a whole will live on in a strapping young prince. You want it more than anything. I know you love your queen, sire, but I believe it's worth it to find out for ourselves if I can give you a son. Sire, I promise that I only wish to serve my country by doing this, but I cannot deny that kissing my king is exhilarating. My lord, do you think it is wise to do this here and in your marital bed? I know the queen is still with the physicians and the baby, but God can see us, and I just... Well, that's true, sire. You are the messenger of God. So I suppose that if you do not care, then I certainly... Sire! No, I'm fine. I just didn't expect you to be so eager to bed a common servant, and... Oh, you really think I have uncommon beauty, my lord? I never knew that you saw me that way. Well, I hope you really do think I'm beautiful, because you're going to have to be fast. It's getting late and someone is bound to call me away soon. My apologies, sire. There's just no time. Just here, lift up my dress and take out your... Oh my goodness, that is... No, nothing is wrong. I'm just... Well, seeing your cock has just made this whole situation very real and very frightening. To lose my virginity outside of wedlock, and to my king so that I may give my country an heir, it's a lot to take in. We must be quick, but I know it's going to be painful, so can you also please be gentle with me, my lord? Thank you. Thank you, sire. I'm ready. Oh my god. Oh, thank you, my lord. Yes, that's perfect. Oh, thank you, my lord. You're so kind, so generous, so tender. Oh, yes, my king. Oh, yes, my king. Yes, my king. Fill me. Fill your servant with your righteous cock. Oh, fill me with your royal seed. Oh, please, my lord, give me your heir. Let me carry your child, sire, please. Please let me give you a son. Oh, my God. Yes. Yes, my lord. Yes, my lord, it hurts. But please don't stop. Don't stop, sire. Please, you need this. The kingdom needs this. Please, sire. The kingdom needs you to breed me. Please breed me, my lord. Breed me like common livestock. Please, sire. Please put your heir inside me. Please let me give your kingdom an heir. Let me serve my country, please. Allow me to serve you, my king. Please, please allow my body to serve you. Oh, I must serve my country. Please allow me to serve my country. Please allow me. Allow my body to serve you, my king. Oh, my lord, yes. Yes, my lord. Yes. 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 Oh, I must give my country a prince. Oh, please let me give you a son. I'm gonna give you a son, my lord. Let me give you a son. Oh, I'm gonna give you a son. Oh, I'm gonna give you a son like your wife could never give you a son. Oh, I'm gonna give you an heir. Oh, I'm serving my country. Oh, I'm serving my king. Oh, I love serving my king. Oh, I love serving my king. Oh, I feel so good. So good, my lord. So good. So good. Oh, fill me. Fill me, my lord. Yes, just like that. Oh, fill me. Fill me up, my lord. Oh, keep filling me. More. More, my lord. Keep filling me up. Oh, my lord. My lord, I thank you. Thank you so much for this opportunity to serve my country and my beloved king. You will not be disappointed, sire. I assure you. Now, quickly. It must look like this never happened. Good night.